Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I want to talk about forgiveness. I've talked a lot about forgiveness on this program, but this is a new perspective on forgiveness. But I read it a couple of weeks ago, and I was just like, yes, yes. And I knew I had to share it, but I needed to sit with it for a little bit to let it sink in. So be ready, because this is going to shift a lot of energy in you once I share this. In case you're new, or not new, I'm Amy. I do this every show. I am Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, if you have a dream on your heart, whatever it is, I don't care how big it is. Bigger the better, man. I would love to support you. Please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. I can help you manifest the desires of your heart with ease and grace and joy and brilliance. It'll be just a really fun experience. And if you are ready to shift your relationship with money, you're ready to welcome more money, and you're ready to be the rich version of you, then consider my 8 sermons, Abundance for All, available for immediate download. And then I do offer single sessions. And so if you have been listening to this program and you just want some perspective shift, you want some intuitive insight, you want some direction, you want to clear out some energy that's not serving you well, I would love to have a conversation with you. Sessions are 60 to 90 minutes. We jam. We shift. I lead you through processes to help you clear energy. I read energy. It's pretty fun. I never know what's going to happen in a session because spirit just speaks through me and works through me, and it's just quite miraculous. Every session is so good. I'm so grateful to do this work. So information for my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness. This is a quote from Michael Bernard Beckwith, taken from his sermon from January 10th, 2021. If you follow Agape International Spiritual Center, meaning, I don't know how I got on their email list. I think it's because I tithe to them. But anyway, they've been sending since we've been in shelter, or pandemic, I guess, because everybody's doing something different all over the country. They have been sending these moments of inspiration, little snippets from his sermons, as emails, and they send them a couple of times a week. And so they're really short, so as I'm going through my emails, I can, you know, read it really quickly. This one stopped me in my tracks, so I'll read it to you. This is Michael Bernard Beckwith. Wherever you are, there is no judgment. God does not judge. God doesn't even forgive because God doesn't see anything to forgive. God only sees the potential of itself expressing, but you have to see it in order to activate it. Ah, so good. Let's one more time. Wherever you are, there is no judgment. God does not judge. God doesn't even forgive because God doesn't see anything to forgive. God only sees the potential of itself expressing, but you have to see it in order to activate it. All right, my friends, I want you to forgive yourself this one last time for all the shit you did in the past. I want you to forgive life. I want you to forgive God. I want you to ask for forgiveness. And then from this moment forward, you do not have to ask for forgiveness again because you are good enough. You are good enough just as you are. There is no judgment of your actions, behaviors, choices, and decisions. You are good just as you are. Just as you are. Just as you are. Just as you are. You're good. You are wonderful. You are radiant. You are amazing. You are good enough. Now is your time to step into the person you really came to this planet to be. So look at your life. Is it good? Are there some parts that are really good and some parts that aren't so good? Where are you not giving yourself permission to be fully and completely expressed? Where are you saying, oh, I can bring all my radiance to this aspect of my life, but that other aspect, nope. I don't know how that's going to work out. And that's usually where you're praying the, please, 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 God, change me. That's where those prayers are. And believe me, I pray those prayers. I pray them. They don't work. I wish. But they don't. Because they're coming from this place of believing that we are less than what we are. And God's not going to reward us with a blessing from praying for less than we are, right? Like, think about it. Like, if God wants to be fully expressed through us, and we are in a space of believing that we are not good enough, that we are bad, we are wrong, we have made a mistake, oh my God, and we're saying, please, 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 God, God's not going to bless that. It just wouldn't be in alignment with his truth, right? Her truth, their truth, the being truth, right? It just wouldn't be. We are a vibrational match to blessings when we activate the energy of being blessed within us. You are worthy and deserving of being blessed because you are, not because you're begging, not because you're down on your luck, because you are. And every experience is contributing to the fullness that is you. Nothing is a mistake. So wherever you are and whatever you're up to, see this as an opportunity to be who you really, really are, right? Maybe you got in a fight with your partner. This is an opportunity to be who you really, really are. Maybe you made a mistake financially. This is an opportunity to be who you really, really are. And there is no judgment. There is no judgment. There's nothing that needs to be forgiven, according to God. You might have to ask for forgiveness from another human. But even that, man, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I had a friend that I said, hey, as long as you say I'm sorry, then we're good. And now I'm like, ugh, why don't you just don't do that shit? Right? Why don't we just don't do anything we need to say we're sorry for? Because that's not in alignment with our truth. That's not who we are when we are radiant and magical and wonderful. And if we're having a rough day, instead of lashing out at somebody over, you know, something silly, just say, I'm having a rough day. What if we all were just in our integrity, right? And just, hey, I'm having a rough day. I don't feel good today. Hey, I'm really bummed you didn't call me, you know, like, because I was feeling bad and I expected you to call me, you know. What if we just were truthful? I had a client recently, and I think she listens to this podcast, and it was such a great story, and she was telling me she was having a conversation with a friend, and she's been really working on not giving unsolicited advice as it relates to codependency and stuff. And she said to the friend, she's the long friendship, right? She said to the friend, do you want me to give you advice? She had never said that before. She'd just go into, you know, what we do is spiritual, high-feeling people. Let me fix that for you, right? And giving them lots of suggestions for how it could be better. And the friend was like, no, I'm good. So, and I'm like, yeah, like, what if we just all started asking for what we needed, asking ahead of time, and then honoring the people in our lives, the situations in our lives. If we just said, hey, this is what I need from this situation, what do you need? And then there doesn't even need to be a negotiation. It either works or it doesn't. Because there's an abundance of everything that we need in this world, so why do we have to settle for less than what we deserve, right? So what if we just all start being in the image and likeness of God, where there is no judgment and there is no need to forgive anything? And we just start being ourselves, just as we are. Just as we are. different prayers will be prayed. We'll give ourselves way more permission to do all the things we really want to do. We'll start having a lot more fun. Life won't seem so serious. We won't be so annoyed. No, there's nothing wrong with being annoyed. There's nothing wrong with any emotion. Just stay in the ones that make you feel good. What if we did that? What if we just became the people we truly want to be? Everything would shift. Everything would shift. So no judgment from here forward. See yourself the way God sees you, because there's nothing to forgive. And who would you be if you knew, like, oh, there's nothing to forgive, and there's no reason to judge myself? You would make different choices. I promise you, you would make different choices. You would make different choices. So now's your time. It's not about changing yourself. It's about becoming who you really are, in whatever form that is. I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you in every way possible. Please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Information can be found, again, at IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And I never tell you these things. I should, like, do the standard doing business on the internet. I rarely do them, so I'll do it here. If you like this program on whatever platform you listen on, if you can write a review, please. That'd be really cool. I think that would be really helpful to other empathic people out there seeking comfort, right? They could find a show that resonates with them. Also, what else am I supposed to say in internet land? Oh, I'm on the socials. Well, no, I'm actually just on Instagram. I'm not doing, I mean, you could like the Intuitive Coaching with Amy Facebook page. I don't visit it. But Instagram, I do leave fun little things on Instagram. And then information, well, I think it's Amy Yancey, yeah, Intuitive Coach on Instagram, or just Amy Yancey. Where else am I on the social? Oh, I'm on YouTube. There's a video series on YouTube. I haven't been contributing to that page as of late, but yeah, if you want to binge some videos, I did them in 2018. They're there for you. And there's another social. I am on Twitter, but it feeds from Instagram. So if you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can. I think that's Intuitive Coach 9. Ah, man, what else am I? Where else am I on the internet? Oh, this is my favorite, really. I mean, I love everywhere. Instagram, I love. I truly love. I only do things that I love. I love that it feeds to Twitter. I love all of the ways in which I share what I do. Now, there was definitely a time where I was doing things because I thought I had to, but I really, really love talking over email. So please sign up for my email list. Information, again, is on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You'll see a sign-up box. And I send 2 intuitive messages a week. And information about special offers and maybe something, a lesson I want to teach. Yeah, it's a really great metaphysical resource for you. So, yeah, that is everything. I've done my duty there. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. And just, here's the encore, no judgment, no forgiveness, just start being the real you. The real you, and just speak from your heart, and trust that everything's going to work out in your divine perfect favor, and there's an abundance of everything that you need. Yes. Take care of yourself.